This is Greg.
This is Robert.
We are calling you from our base in Buenos Aires, Argentina. We went to Paysandú, Uruguay last Wednesday, October 31st, which is the second largest city in Uruguay. God has sent me there two times before to work with Pastor Danielle, who we worked with this time, and several other pastors. He's become the key leader in the city, having no idea that was going to happen before. It's quite amazing what God has done with this man, who has really taken the roof off the church, so there's no more limit on the Holy Spirit. We were put right to work on Wednesday. Had no idea that we were going to get off the out of the blocks running that quick, but we ministered six times over the next 5 days. So definitely had our work cut out for us, but God moved mightily, and that's why we spent so much time doing this, because there was such a demand and hunger for whatever God was saying to the church and whatever he wanted to use us to say to them. Many people were touched through a service that we had alternating between three different church bases. On Sunday morning, we had ministry with just the main leaders and pastors from different churches. There, actually, God touched the people quite incredibly, and half the people were on the floor before we left. But it was quite an amazing night. They got the main message was focus on what God is saying, activate the intercessors and the prophetic ministries, not just as groups in the individual churches, but working together and finding what God is saying for the city. Pastor Danielle was meeting and is actually leading 30 pastors in the city. Monday he was having a meeting, and they were going to bring to the group many of the things that they'd got from the ministry time that we had with them there, and they were totally in agreement, working in harmony, and not just working together, but liking to work together. It was great to see. But the enemy, we understand now why he was working so hard against this trip. Robert's going to talk to you about that.
Well, there's some requests that we'd like to send on to you, and please continue to pray for the people in Paysandú, because many of the people were really surprised by the actual problems that existed in their lives. And will continue to need support, because the enemy is going to try to re-enter through his lies and his deception. And he will come saying, you know, nothing really happened. And after these new experiences, the enemy always, almost always comes and says, you don't really believe that, do you? And through the experience that we've had over the years, this is how he works. So pray, please pray for these people not to lose their direction that has been given to them. Because many spirits of darkness were cast out, and it really opened a lot of people's eyes. So after we come out of speaking and ministering for six times straight, we're run down and we get tired, and this is a crucial time for us as we come down out of this spiritual mountain that we've been on. The enemy will try to use anything he can to discourage anything from transportation, rest, eating. Our time is not over. And even when we arrive at home, there are things that seem to be waiting to pull on us. So please intercede for us for the last few days, especially flying home. Thank you for interceding and not forgetting us at this time of the trip. So we thank you.
Like Robert said, pray us home. Thank you so much. We hope to see you and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.